Dvar Halacha, Wednesday night, Tetzvav Tammuz. So we learned last night that even if something is just Osir Ba'achila, not Ba'anah, but there's a separate din that you're not allowed to do business with it. This is food items, general. It's food items, it has to do with people might eat it, or you might be nichshol and eat it. You're not supposed to have it around, be busy with it. And that's why there's exceptions to the rule. For example, live animals, you're allowed to do schayra with, even if they're not kosher, whether it's horses or camels. So that's okay to do business with live animals that are not kosher. The din is a din that's set on food. One of the main exceptions is that if it happens by chance, you're not bedafka doing business in it, but you chance. So in the Gemara, it talks about if you have a trap and a non-kosher animal goes into your traps, then you're allowed to sell it even as food. But nowadays, the bigger manifestation of that is when they have the shechita, and the shechita's no good, so then they sell it. It's a nevela or a treifa, whatever the case may be. Sometimes it can be a treifa, a nevela, and they sell it. In Chutz La'aretz, they sell it to non-Jews. Here, they sell it, hopefully, to non-Jews. So that's called, it happened. Right? That's called, it's a mikra. You chanced upon it because you shechted an animal, and it turned out the shechita was no good. Well, the animal was a treifa, so that's called you chanced upon it. But indeed, you're not supposed to, and you have to sell it right away. You don't have to sell it at a loss, if, like below market price, but you're not allowed to hold on to it and wait, let's say, for the price to rise. That would already be called you doing business with it, and that would be hussar. So they basically have to sell it right away, no matter what, as long as they're not taking a loss.